This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me tell y'all something. I work all year really hard, and I get all of my kids' Christmas gifts in October. I am not a Black Friday shopper, but I know a lot of y'all go nuts. I watch y'all on TV. I saw y'all lined up at the Malls of America all around the corner. My friends and relatives were in that line bragging about all the deals they got on Black Friday as they shopped. And one of my friends and writers, her mom, Nancy Gordon, is in St. Louis Park. She got an unexpected surprise from her Black Friday purchase. She and her husband got a fancy deal on a new washer and dryer to replace the old broken machines. And there's an emotional victory that comes with a purchase like that, especially after you do all the research, throw down your credit card, figure out the delivery logistics. But Nancy's excitement quickly turned to anxiety when the appliances arrived. On a tiny label, y'all listen to this, on the new purchase, she saw the words on her new washer and dryer that she just bought on Black Friday. Warning, cancer and reproductive harm, and a Proposition 65 warning website. Now, as you can imagine, she was shocked to see this warning on the sparkly new washer and dryer that she had just got for Black Friday. Now, she wrote about her experience in the op-ed in the Star Tribune, and this is how I saw it. Her op-ed was right below the one that I had written about the late Senator, my friend, Kerry Dietzick. So that caught my attention, and I said, Nancy, you got to come on the Shaletta Show and talk about this, because you are not alone in this anxiety, because these consumer labels and warnings are real. So Nancy Gordon is joining me for her first time on the Shaletta Show. And girl, I wish we were talking about the fact that you want a new car or something, but this is scary business. Oh my God, this is not, you don't want a cancer warning on your Black Friday deal. Girl, what the hell happened?
Well, Shaletta, thank you for having me on your show. I have to say, just as my beautiful machines arrived and they unwrapped them and the men are starting to put them in the corner in my tiny laundry room, I thought, I need that serial number. And so I said, wait, I have to just take a picture of the serial number before you hide it in its spot. It's home for life. And so I took a quick picture of it, and as I'm looking at the picture, I see this warning, and I am like, oh my God, I am like so like shocked. I didn't know, as you said, I didn't expect it at all. And I said to the guys, what is this? You know, and they said, well, I don't know. Well,
I was going to say, girl, you know, they don't know. They the delivery dudes. All they know is address.
Have you seen this before? I asked, and they said, No, we've never seen it before, with big smiles on their faces. I didn't know what that meant. And I wondered, you know, is it a vapor? How is it transferred? How dangerous is it to me? I also, at the store, when I bought the machine, they made me sign something that said, I have 48 hours to decide whether I can return this machine. And if after that, it's non-returnable. And I'm thinking, wait a minute here. Deadlines with consequences scare me. You know what? I'm going to have to find out right away. My stomach just clenched. I felt sick and just didn't know what to do. So I thought, okay, I'm going to call the store and just ask. And so I called the store, and the store said, oh, they didn't know anything about it. Okay.
What the hell?
And of course I had to wait a half hour to get through. Then I called again, and someone else answered the phone, and I said, listen, I've got to talk to someone. And they said, well, there is a man, the representative from the company, and that works with us, and I'll give you his number. So I called him, and he said, oh, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. I don't know what the chemical is. I mean, it's cheap. And so I wrote the article because I was so surprised to see the warning. I mean, no one had mentioned it. The tag wasn't visible. I never would have even looked at it if I hadn't taken the picture of it. And the biggest thing is, like, there's no rating system. Is this like a one star alert or a four alarm, you know, four star alarm? I didn't know how nervous I should be. And the LG, oops, I wasn't going to say, but the website under description of the machines, there was nowhere to specifically ask about my machine or the chemicals. They just kept diverting me. So I was finally, yeah, it was crazy.
And here's the thing that scares me is that suppose you had never asked to take a picture of that serial number. That wasn't number God. Because most people just get it in there and let them put it in, get the old one out, and we just get the washing. I don't know about anybody else, but for most folks, a brand new washer and dryer is a reason to celebrate. Right. And here you are wondering whether or not the thing that's washing your clothes is going to give you cancer.
Yes. Right. So I finally got a hold of the company, and I talked to someone in customer service who had to look it up. And she said, you know, just disregard the warning. It doesn't tell how much to make a person sick. It doesn't list the chemicals. And I said, well, I need to talk to your manager. And then I finally talked to someone else. And after prodding, he said, well, the chemical is benzene, and it's in the paint. It can't hurt you just being on your machine, but don't scrape the paint off, he said. Well, it seems to me that quite a bit of the warning is how the item is disposed of at the end. I mean, a dump site. I wouldn't want to live. Where do they take these machines to die?
Right.
That is really what makes me crazy. But also, I just feel that the manufacturer, the P65, has done the website, or the organization has done a lot of good things. It's taken, you know, the lead out of gasoline. It's gotten the asbestos out of building materials. It's, you know, and it warns us that these things might be a problem, but the manufacturers need to be forced to list the chemicals and to state how best to avoid the exposure. That's the whole problem. It's now that there's so many things with these labels on it, and you just disregard it because it's so common. Well, should we disregard it all? I don't think so.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to keep the washer and dryer? Are you going to get rid of it and get you another one? I need closure.
Okay, so the washers and dryers, almost every manufacturer has it. I actually accidentally said okay. The name, but they all have it except for maybe one brand that was like out of my price range. It's more people put this label on to prevent them from getting fined. There's not always a reason why it's on everything. And that isn't necessarily true for washing machines, but other products you see with that label on them. And as a matter of fact, I was gifted a basket in my, for fruits and vegetables to sit, a wire basket to sit on my counter. And I was so excited with it. I was going to put all my, I'm a dietitian, you know, so I was going to put mm-hmm. all my anti-cancer fruits and vegetables and sweet potatoes and things into this basket and to have it sit on my counter. And as I'm taking off the labels, there's the label for
C65
warning. I couldn't believe it. You can't make this stuff up. So if there's a choice, I would compare two things. If one didn't have the label, I would certainly get the thing without the label.
Okay.
But I think it's too common. You're going to have to buy things that have that label on them. It's impossible not to.
Is that scary? I mean, I would have just fallen out. I mean, was your nerves bad? Did your blood pressure go up? Because I would have just fell out.
Well, the phone calls helped me. And you know what I did? I wrote the article. That's what I did.
Yes.
To try to put it into perspective.
Now, you got to tell me what the feedback has been since you wrote that article, because I know when I write op-eds, I get all kinds of notes and stuff from folks. What's the feedback been like for you from people who have read your column?
Well, I did get one letter from somebody that wasn't too nice. And I was like, oh, my gosh, how did they get my name? It was in a lovely holiday envelope, and it had a little candy cane on it.
Oh, okay, ma'am, can I just tell you, that person writes everybody. I just talked to you. I know who that is. So there's always a troll, and this person doesn't have internet. Uh-huh. So I can tell you exactly what the envelope looked like. It's blue, ain't it? It's a little blue envelope, right. And it's got a little red candy cane over to the left-hand side. I can tell you that it comes right out of St. Paul, and then they got the holiday stamp on it, and it's typed in big type, and it's trifolded, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah,
so
that's the same person.
That's the only response I have gotten.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's how you know you've arrived. But I'm sure that that this column that you wrote really put all of us on high alert and making sure that we are so conscious about things that we purchase. I know I do a lot of gifting through frames, and the reason that, you know, your story resonated with me, not that we were neighbors on the op-ed section, just that piece, but you know, whenever I go out in community and I meet with people, I always take pictures. I love taking pictures, selfies, pictures together, and then I find the person later, and I take the photo and I put it in a frame and I gift it to them. And so I was going to, when I used to shop at Walmart, to get the frames, and just like you, I just happened to look on the back of the frame one day and it said may cause cancer. I was like, I'm killing people. I don't want to touch these damn frames. And so the frames that I had, I took them back to the store, and then I started shopping for frames at Target and Michael, and making sure that I check the label and even go online and check the manufacturer. And like you said, it costs more, you know, when you, you know, don't have that label warning on there. And girl, look, I ain't had time to ask about no damn paint. What was in it? Well, if it said may cause cancer, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to ship it. I surely don't want to send it to somebody's house and have it sitting up at their house and their kids start eating on the frame or something. Oh no, I don't think so. So I just started buying a different product, but I thought about that. And like you said, if we really pay attention, right? Because a lot of people are not looking for this. They're looking for price. They're looking for price point. They're looking for how much they can get for the least amount, because they're trying to save money for the family. But and a lot of people are looking to make sure it's manufactured in the United States. Everybody has something that they're looking out for when they make big purchases. But, you know, your story is a reminder that we have to look for those warning labels, right?
That's right. And wash your hands after you go shopping.
Amen.
You're gonna touch these things.
Yeah, girl. I just, you know what? I'm telling you, during COVID, and I might start back after talking to you today, I was wearing gloves going shopping. Well, you know, I wear gloves anyway, but I have boxes of gloves in the car and in the house and at the job, and so I I wear gloves. Like, I don't even want to touch the basket because you don't never know what you're picking up. Well, girl, I'm so glad that you took the time to talk to me today, Miss Nancy. This story was so fascinating. And I just, girl, I wish y'all had like a video camera in the house. Like, you were one of those famous streamers, because I would have wanted to be a fly on the wall after reading what happened to hear and see the conversation between you and those delivery guys and you and the guy on the phone. And just everything that was happening in real time, that was an adventure.
Yes, it was quite an adventure. Thank you, Shaletta.
Well, thank you for educating
more people on the subject.
Yes, thank you for being here. You all stick around. We've got more education to come.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm on the Shaletta Show.